In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, the Creator, the Sustainer of the whole universe. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Open Talk. Dear viewers, dear friends, thank you for being here with us today. We are broadcasting live from Sahar Universal Network in the holy city of Qum. I am your host, Shahryar Naqvi, at your service. We are continuing our discussions about the modern-day family crisis in the world. And joining us in our studio today is Islamic scholar, researcher, and expert. He is a multiple PhD holder, Sheikh Murtaza Agha Muhammadi. Agha Muhammadi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And we have, of course, our regular host in the studio, Sister Sadiqian. Sister, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Shahriar. In the name of the Most High, Most Gracious Allah, our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our humble abode. I'm your host, Elah Sadiqian. We'll take a short break and be right back. Let's raise our hands and pray. May Allah give us, show us right from wrong, give us light, make us strong. Amen.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost touch. I know the road is long. Make me strong. But we'll never know, 'cause that's not the way it was. I beg for your mercy. Show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
Thank you. Welcome back, dear viewers. Don't forget to keep in touch with the ways you have. You'll have the ways on the screen throughout the program. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook page and also on YouTube in case you can't watch us live. I have a comment from our friends on Facebook, Sister Zainab Al-Daraji, to the question, what does family mean to you? She said, as a converted Muslim and losing all the family that is blood relation, I have come to learn that family is much more than the people you are bonded to by blood in the world. It's a connection you make that is about respect, unconditional love, and when someone is sad in your sadness, happy in your happiness, when they want the same for you as they want for themselves, it's a bond that is earned, not just given. A loyalty, truth, and being together, even in differences. It's a unity under the protection of Allah and for the sake of Allah. Family is a union that builds each other up. To have a firm foundation with emotional and physical support, working together on the path towards Allah with encouragement, compassion, and peace. Thank you so much, Sister Zainab. And I have a famous quote from Maya Angelou. She says, I don't believe an accident of birth makes people sisters and brothers. It makes them siblings, gives them mutuality of parentage. Sisterhood and brotherhood is a condition. People have to work it. And what about our grandparents? We adore them with a passion. My colleague has more.
Thank you, Sister Sadiqian. Very nice quotes. Assalamu alaikum, Agha Muhammadi. It's good to have you here with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadan wa ala al-Tahirin. Once again, salamu alaikum to you and to all brothers and sisters watching this program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower all of us in His mercy and give us this chance and tawfiq to be among the real followers of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim wa salam, inshallah.
Amen, inshallah. Dr. Agha Mohammadi, in the last few programs we were talking about the basic structure of a family, because we wanted to first talk about the structure of a family so that we can then go on and talk about the crisis that comes through the breaking of this structure, for example. So we talked about the father and his roles and rights, and we also talked about the mother and her roles and rights. And today we wanted to go towards a different aspect of the family. For example, specifically talking about grandparents and then aunts and uncles. And aunts and uncles, not just the general term, but, you know, the brothers and sisters of the mother and the brothers and sisters of the father, which is a close relationship. So here, you know, what position do these individuals play in the family, and what is their importance, if there is any?
Of course, in our religion, and in the teachings that we have, these people, especially, usually the aunts, uncles, and certainly grandparents, they are older than us. Mm-hmm. And their being older, it has its own value and its own, you know, importance in the teachings that we have.
Right.
A kind of support for the family, especially the youth, mm-hmm. Kind of role models for them, and a kind of you know, a pillar and axis for the life that
right.
we see. There is a great emphasis to show respect to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the very important aspects of our religion, in fact, to take care of, usually because people become older,
right.
and elderly people, even though they are very important, and they have to be respected, and they have their own, you know, they have the better position mm-hmm. to be in connection with the, especially grandchildren,
right.
Better than parents themselves,
right.
because there is a more kind of a friendship there.
Right, it's more relaxed.
Yeah, and they are mm-hmm. more relaxed with each other,
mm-hmm.
and it is very beneficial for the children, for the family, and are very important in bringing different members of the family together.
Exactly.
This is what you see when a grandparents, a grandfather or grandmother die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, the children, they scatter and they say, we are busy, we have the problems of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see their cousins, they don't happen to see each other for months or for years.
Right.
But
right.
as long as the grandparents were there, they used to go to their house, they used to be with each other,
mm-hmm.
and they were in the magnet to bring mm-hmm. all the members of the big family together.
Mm-hmm. Together.
And they, because of the position that they have,
mm-hmm.
they are able to teach the noble traits of character to their children,
right.
and to respect them by grandparents, to be respected by parents and the children, and mm-hmm. to teach children to respect grandparents. In fact, you are respecting to teaching them to respect humanity, to
right.
respect society.
Interesting.
And this is one of the very important cultures of East, you know,
mm-hmm,
Eastern mm-hmm. Countries altogether. We can say that this has it, especially Muslim culture.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, this is something that somehow is getting weak. And this is a big problem for us.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I had a guest, a Western one, a Christian. And he told me that we, you know, societies, we are told that Eastern people, Muslims, mm-hmm. especially Muslims,
right.
they are very good role models to respect elderly people,
mm-hmm.
and we have to take their examples to spread such a culture in our societies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the guy was somehow worried that I feel that somehow your own societies are losing this.
Wow.
The problem with Eastern societies, you know, because they are developed technological
right.
and technical aspect,
right.
they think unknowingly or unknowingly to say or to do it or not. Somehow they think that they have to follow the role model of the West, then you
mm-hmm.
can they can have
mm-hmm.
a better
mm-hmm.
Developed way of life.
Mm-hmm.
But they mix these things and they think that, to not respect others, to get far from each other, mm-hmm. and not to get married, then you may mm-hmm. be like them. But the problem right. that they have, and they want to take the solution from us, unfortunately, sometimes, not knowingly, we may lose what we have. So elderly people are so important. Mm-hmm. We have in our religion a very important recommendation to us, وَقِّرُوا كَبَارَكُمْ وَرْحَمُوا صَغَارَكُمْ. Mm-hmm. Respect, show respect to your old people, to mm-hmm. elderly,
right.
show respect to them, and show mercy to youth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This way you spread love and mercy in the society, and they help you, to build up the society so mm-hmm. strong, because these are the elements that make the
right.
family structure to be strong,
right.
strong families, strong society.
And so here I wanted to bring up this discussion. For example, in some cultures, once the people get older, for example, their moms and dads mm-hmm. become old, there's this culture of sending them to nursing homes,
yeah.
Or they call it assisted adult living. Mm-hmm. And so they go to nursing homes away from their families, away from their kids. So what is the view of Islam on this type of culture, this type yeah. of thinking? That, dad got old, I have to take care of him, and this money is involved, and so let's just send him to a nursing home where somebody else takes care of him.
Yeah. We have a very nice hadith. There was a man who used to take care of his mother, old mother,
mm-hmm.
doing everything for that old mother. Even he used to take her on his shoulders.
Wow.
Once he went to the Prophet and said, I have done all these things for my mother, so have I done my responsibility to her or not, towards her? The Prophet said, you have not done, whatever you have done is not equivalent to a moment what your mother did for you.
Right.
The difference is that your mother loved you
mm-hmm.
more than everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
But you, because she old, and you feel it a burden on your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
you wish her to death,
mm-hmm.
to die. And she was ready to tolerate
right.
all the problems,
right.
not to have you suffer from a very tiny pain.
Right.
But it's not, and whatever she did, it was with all her heart,
mm-hmm.
but you did as a burden on your shoulder with difficulty.
Right.
You take her on your back,
mm-hmm.
she took you in her body, in her
mm-hmm.
womb, and
right.
you have not done anything to
anything.
Her. This is very interesting. In Quran, we have it in many cases. After
mm-hmm.
ordering people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
mm-hmm.
after that says, وَبِالْوَالَدَيْنَ إِحْسَانًا
mm-hmm. right.
and show mercy to the parents. In Arabic
mm-hmm.
term, it can be said, بِالْوَالَدَيْنَ إِحْسَانًا
mm-hmm.
and it can be said, إِلَى الْوَالَدَيْنَ إِحْسَانًا.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring the subject with the letter be or
right.
ila. What is the difference? The difference is that to say ila al-waladayna ihsana is not wrong,
mm-hmm.
but ila, when ila is used,
mm-hmm.
You can have replacement.
Right.
But when there is be, you cannot.
No,
you have to do it yourself.
Okay.
Means even if you want to show mercy, you have to do it yourself.
Okay,
even if you are the president of the country,
right.
your mother needs help. You cannot,
mm-hmm.
ask a person to serve her and to pay money for the
you
person.
Have to do it
you have to do it directly.
Right. Okay, this Dr. Agha Mohammadi, if you excuse me, dear viewers, we have to take a quick break. Please stay with us. We will be right back. Thank you.